Chapter 4. The last place Simone wanted to be right now was at work, but that's exactly where she was. Still, as she sat in her office with the door closed, she certainly wasn't reviewing any insurance claims. Instead, she just finished proofreading the first three chapters of her manuscript, and currently, she was signed onto Twitter, checking to see what Tracy had posted this morning. She scrolled down to today's first entry, which said, "This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it." Psalm 118:24, King James Version. Happy Friday, and have a great weekend. "What a really great idea," Simone said out loud, and then she clicked to Google and searched the phrase, "Great scriptures to start your day." She didn't know a lot about the Bible, but it didn't take long for her to find a verse she liked. When she did, she signed back on to Twitter, this time to her own page, and typed, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding." But as soon as she hit enter, she realized that she hadn't included the squiggly symbol, which book of the Bible she was referencing, the verse number, or the source of scripture interpretation the way Tracy had. So she hurried to delete her tweet and retyped it, this time including Proverbs 3:5, King James Version. She also told her followers to enjoy their weekend. Simone reread her tweet, making sure there weren't any typos, and then returned to Tracy's page. She clicked on Tracy's Twitter photos, and when she saw a graphic of Tracy's next novel, she knew right then and there that she wanted her first jacket to look exactly like it, or at the very least, as close as possible. She was sure that whatever publisher she signed with would have an art department responsible for this sort of thing, but having a design like Tracy's would make all the difference. Tracy's readers already loved her books, and if they saw a similar design for her jacket, they would want to read Simone's just because of it. Simone's phone rang, and although she knew it was likely a customer calling, she ignored it. This was, of course, one of the benefits of having a closed-door office, and Simone was grateful for that. When it stopped,